Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Jorge Cucci.
Yes.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm much better now that I'm talking with you, Jorge.
Thank you.
And you're presenting the film 50, or Two Whales Meet at the Beach.
Yes.
Now, would you be able to maybe say a few words to introduce the film, the story? As some of our listeners may not be familiar with it yet, it's a relatively new film, of course.
It was like 3 years ago, more or less, I heard about this viral game that was called the Blue Whale Game. Mm-hmm. It was paradoxical because it was a game that asked you to live intensely for 50 days and then end your life. So it interested me. And I started studying the challenges because it's a game of 50 challenges in 50 days, the last challenge to commit suicide. And one of the challenges, that's the one that caught my attention, was meet another blue whale. And then a hypothesis came into my mind that if this game is real, this is the chance that the curator or administrator has to meet a victim. I mean, meet another blue whale is not for players. It was like, I'm going to make a story about the administrator that missed this player.
The administrator.
And that's what I did.
Who is sort of the guy who pulls the strings like puppets.
Exactamente. So the game, they have an administrator, they invite you to play. Mm. They ask you, do you want to play the blue whale game? At the end, you have to kill yourself. You say yes, okay. Challenge number one, you have to write yes in your thigh. Challenge number two, shave your eyebrows. Challenge number three, look at 3 hours of horror movies. Challenge number four, and they start getting more and more sinister.
Yes.
And they have like three choices, no? For the administrator to propose, okay? And I started the story like that. I saw that there was this challenge of two players to meet. And from that, I invented this story of a couple, a guy and a girl, who meet doing the challenge, and they start having a relationship, and they decide together, because there's a connection, to go forward on the game to see if they're going to finish the game together. Basically, that's it.
And you know, I want to go back to the relationship side of the movie, but at first, I just kind of want to know more, a little more about what it was that interested you about the blue whale trend from a few years ago.
I saw one of the things that caught my attention was this thing about blaming a game for the suicide of teenagers. And I said, I don't think any game is to blame for anything like that. I said, maybe we should take that blame back, because what precedes the game is the will to kill yourself. So that's something that's come before. If the game is real, because some people say it's an urban legend.
Yes.
If the game is real, a person who has no problem with his mind or with his life will not accept. So a person who gets into this game already has problems. And those problems were not caused by a game. It was caused by, in case of girls, I read a lot of suicide notes. There's a lot of sexual abuse.
Yeah.
In case of boys, there's also some kind of mysteries. If you see my two characters, what I started to do were two dimensions of sadness. One of them is very clear. An incident happened that made this person be the way she is and why she have decided to kill herself.
Yeah.
And the other side is a representation of the people that you don't even understand. Those weird people that you say, well, he's so sad all the time, and nobody knows, it's an enigma. You just have to be, if he's your son or something, just take care of him, because maybe you will never know. If this happens, you will never know what happened.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you know, in your film, actually, you mentioned it earlier, then there's the relationship side of things.
Yeah.
Because this is also a story about two people connecting.
Yes.
And I'd like to know more about that side of things, because in a way, the game brings two people who are essentially lonely in the press together.
Exactly. The game and social media brings people together. The game brings sad people together, depressed people together. So that was is dangerous. I mean, years back when I was very young, there were no social media. So if you were sad in school or you were bullied, you could go home and forget about it. And now, it's just amplified, everything. I mean, I see poor kids. I mean, you can be bullied all your days. I mean, you can be sad all day long and with no exit to your depression. So I like to create this connection and this love story between two harmed human beings that connect, that amplify their sadness. But at the same time, if you see the development of the story, it's not in a sad tone.
No.
Because when they find each other, they are always good together.
Yeah.
They will feel good together. They always want to be good together. Even when they're doing the challenges, they're having fun doing them.
But even, but you know, the concept of people killing themselves at the end.
Yeah.
It almost harkens back to like German romanticism of the 18th, 19th century, you know. Mm-hmm. So it is something like there's a literary tradition to it.
Well, Goethe is Werther.
Has the social media hence become just, and this is just, you know, talking about the theme.
See, because I'm a psychologist.
You must be, oh, you are.
No, I'm not a psychologist, so I don't want
to. You always call me Al Garrett. We could have got carried on forever talking about this. But then, you know, social media, you're implying that there's a lot of negative stuff that comes with it. But do you also recognize that it can be a good thing?
No, of course.
Right.
Social media is a very good thing, basically. It connects people.
Uh-huh.
It makes people share things. I mean, this culture of sharing things, that's a very good thing. I mean, 20 years ago, people would never think about sharing anything. I mean, you just sell them and buy them and that's it.
Yeah.
And now people share ideas. People share their art. People share a lot of things. That's great. The only problem is that you connect with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe not. I don't want to say the wrong people. Maybe the right people, but the right people for you, or the one who looks more like you is a person who is not very well in the head.
Sure.
And instead of helping you get out of your depression or sadness, you just get into this whirlpool of sadness where you cannot get out.
Yeah.
That's because you connected with somebody like you. If you're a happy person, it's great. Social media is fantastic. And that's also what I wanted to... When I saw this, the Blue Whale thing, that it was... to blame for killing the teenagers. Said, no, that's not right. Let's take this blame back to us. Because if we could fix what happens before, I mean, there's no invitation to a suicide game. That I would, if I received that invitation, I would say, no, thank you. We look for someone else. I'm not interested.
Yes.
And the thing is, if we will have a better world, yeah, and better people and better parents and better schools, I mean, people would say, oh, no, thank you for the invitation, but I have other things to do.
Yeah, yeah.
They would never find victims.
Hey, we're going to have to wrap this up, but I want to ask you a question. And it may seem like a specific one, I guess, but in terms of the style of the movie, and we're going to have to keep it brief, but like just this idea of putting the two characters together, dividing the screen by half.
Yes.
Okay. Where does that come from? It's very Warholian.
I wanted to show the similarities between them. It was very clear that they're connected all the time, to see them all the time, never leave the frame. If you see the movie, the only people we see in the whole movie is them, and when they are alone, they are together. Hmm. Basically, that's it. And to keep out other people, because they are absent people that they should be there, but they don't. They are not.
We're going to have to wrap it up.
No,
thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.